Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the 11th of September, 2016. So God bless each and every one of you. We want to start by saying, you know, we're praying for all of the ones of country and whole as we experience the tragedy on September 11th. We bless all of those who are grieving over the loss of someone in the events of the September 11th. God bless each and every household. Bless what you've learned as a country, what we have learned. We've experienced so many different things from the 9/11. So I pray that it is something in every tragedy, every moment of happiness, every moment that we experience, we should get something out of it. Don't just let that time pass us by, but grasp something out of that that's good, that you're going to be able to take with you, learn from it, that it's going to help you and comfort you at night, that it's going to hold you and control your emotions from just going haywire. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for in all things you are good. In all things we are blessed. There's a blessing in all things. And may we not just get stuck on the things that hurt us. We get caught up in our emotions, but we remember that all things that are good come from you, and you will even turn those things that are wicked, that are meant for our evil, meant to destroy us, you will even turn those into something that is a blessing into our lives. You'll turn that into something that is good for us, something that we can depend on and lean on in our time of trouble. We can wrap ourselves up in your comfort. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, hallelujah, in our lives. Heavenly Father, I just want to come to you tonight, asking you, dear Father, to accept our thanksgiving. Our thanksgiving for just who you are. I thank you for the grass. I thank you for the birds. I thank you, dear Father, for human life. I thank you for healing the sick. I thank you for lifting up the ones that are bound and troubled, that their minds have been racing all throughout the day, throughout the night. Dear Father, they're confused and don't know which way to turn. But I thank you for being there, Father. You're there, you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there. Right in the midst of that pain, you're there. The families that is troubled right now and the grieving of a loss of loved ones, hallelujah, you're there. For the family of Victoria Robles and the other kids that was in that accident, you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there. Thank you for sending the Saint Spirit to just lift them up when they're bowed down with your word. Lift them up with your word. Hallelujah, to be under their arms and give them strength when they feel like that all strength is gone. But it's the power of your word. It's your word. Hallelujah, that's going to carry them through. The Holy Spirit that you've left is going to be there to comfort them. When all family and friends are gone, still there, still there, still there. Blessing on all the ones that are due in court, whether they're guilty or not guilty. Dear Father, we invite you to go right into wisdom. Correct all the wrong. Dear Father, be with the judge and all the parties that are involved with the attorney. Dear Father, any lies, let it be exposed. Let the truth prevail. Hallelujah. And we ask you to go into those homes where there are abuse and molestation. All the things that the kids are told to just suck up, be a big girl, be a big boy. We don't talk about these things. Dear Father, let your light shine throughout that darkness. Let not those kids be plagued for years and years over these things that some adults are telling them to hide or not speak about. Put the words in their hearts and the abundance of their hearts and they speak up to whoever it is that's going to get the necessary things done to get them removed. Hallelujah. I cancel out any death, hurt, harm, or danger towards anyone who is seeking to help them.
Hallelujah. May their futures begin right now. They don't have to be 20 and 30 years looking back on someone trying to uncover what happened to them when they was a child. Let your light shine through that darkness right now. Right now, right now. Expose all of the ones to Father that is hiding in the darkness. Right now, in Jesus' name. Bless our leaders and teachers that are called by your name and doing your will. Hallelujah. Showing not just their thoughts, but your words. Showing it through their life as the way that they live daily. Blessings upon them. Restore them, dear Father. For all that they put out, restore them more. Thank you, Jesus. All of the ones that stand behind pulpits, sir, on the roads preaching or teaching or evangelizing or prophesying, apostles, hallelujah, shine your light upon the darkness of their hearts. Dear Father, if they're leading anyone in the wrong direction, if they're saying one thing and living another life, let them not corrupt and deceive anyone else, dear Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shine a light into the darkness. We ask you to be with us and around us like the walls around Jerusalem. May we, dear Father, not fret because of evil men or the things that they do, but may we stay lifted up. May we stay encouraged because we know that trouble doesn't last always. And we give you all the praise, all the glory. We give it to you in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, again, hello out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas. I am live in San Antonio, and I am so glad to be a part of a ministry that allows us to just get together, talk, and share our feelings, and just tell each other what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. He's such a good God. He's a gracious God. He's a merciful God. And we just thank you, Jesus, for all that it is that we see that you're doing. There's so much that's going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about. Hallelujah. But you're working, you're working, you're working. It's so many things that you're doing in our lives, dear Father, that people have prayed about and requested. Hallelujah. But now that you do it, they go about their way, and we don't even stop to say thank you. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for all the ones that will not thank you today, for all the things that you have done, doing right now, and will do. Can somebody join me and say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. He's performing miracles, miraculous things in our country, in our lives. He's protecting us. He's watching over our kids and our schools and our homes. He's keeping our minds from just going off to the side, to the left or the right, and keeping us steady and stayed on him. And that's a blessing. And we should say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it if we didn't have the Lord to just give our burdens to. Think about it if we didn't have a Father that we could just come and pray to, that we could get up off of our knees knowing that we're leaving those burdens there, that we can get up off of our knees knowing that not only we're leaving them there, but he's going to take care of it, that he has it all in his hands, that he hears our cry. He hears our moan and our groans when we can't even speak. Ah, what if you didn't have that God? In the midst of all that abuse that you got going on in your home, on your job, in your family, think about it. If you didn't have that prayer closet to run to just to cry out and say, Lord, I stretch my hands to thee because there's no other help that I know. Oh, if thou withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Where else would I go? I can't go to my friends to the left. Sometimes I can't go to my family to the right. Even if they wanted to help me, they don't have the provisions to do. But I can come to you. Oh, Lord, I can come to you. When they scandalize my name, I can come to you. When they lie upon me and spread rumors, I can come to you. when the one I said that I love and they said they love me, when they go behind me and do wrong, I can come to you. You heal me. You lift me up. You restore me. You put a word in my heart. You delight me as I delight in you. So, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, that's why I depend on you. God, your word has already gave me instructions because you have a plan already for me. Hallelujah. So glad, the Father, that trouble doesn't last always. I hope it's someone that can join in me. Join with me as we speak and say, I'm so glad the trouble doesn't last always. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. I know what to do. I just keep on doing what I've always done. I'm going to keep right on praying. I'm going to keep right on communicating with you. I'm going to keep on listening to your directions. See, as we speak, we want him to speak to us. Give us the direction. What must I do? Which way must I turn? And if we listen, not with just our two ears, but with the heart ear, he will speak loud and clear to us. He will direct our pathway. He will lead us not into temptation. He will actually deliver you from the evil things that you're praying about, but you're walking still towards that way. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. He wants to be that calm voice in the midst of all that negative stuff that's in your mind. He wants to be that calm voice. You see, we can't wait and just try to get our own understanding because we're confused things. If we tell too many people about it, they'll even confuse things for us. Amen? We got to listen to the word of God. We got to know that he is the head of our life. We got to submit ourselves to him. You know, there is a way that seems right to man. And the path is before him appears to be straight. But in the end, it leads to death. But it appeared to be correct, the right way. It appeared to be the correct way. And as he could see it in front of him, it looks like that it was a straight path to the righteousness. But in the end, it leads to death. Who are you going to trust today? Who are you going to believe in today? He already has the path set out for you. Will you trust in that pathway? See, I trust it because I know, and I know that I know. That pathway leads me to him. That pathway does not end up and lead me to death, and then it's too late. It's too late. See, I know the one that created me, so I trust in him. I trust in his word. I trust in his spirit. And that's all we're asking you today. These here get-togethers that we have, they're just a delight for time. There are times that we just want to, we get a chance to come together. We get to praise together. We get to worship God. And we get to hear from God. We get to hear from God. Amen? We get to hear from God. That's a big thing. Even your relationship, you want to hear from your spouse. You don't want to be the one that is always talking and no one else is saying things. No one's replying. So why do you think that you should be the one that's always talking? God has so much that he wants to say to you. So much that he wants to say to you. You need to hear the word of God. You need to hear from God. Amen? Amen. 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 Let's do our scripture tonight. Hallelujah. Our scripture tonight is going to be Habakkuk 2. And we'll read verse 1 through 3. You know, on our last meeting, we were talking about Psalms, and we were in Psalms 37. And I asked you to just every day try to take Psalms 37 and read verse 1 through 8 to yourself.
You're just pouring, ministering to your spirit, pouring some good oil off in your spirit. Excuse me. We're going to add to that tonight with Habakkuk 2:1-3. See, when we decide upon our own that we're going to put anointing in our spirit, you know, it's so much. I can turn on my TV, my radio. I can just walk outside. And so often you're going to hear things that are not helping you on your walk with the Lord. It's not helping you to stay straight on this pathway. But it's things that is turned around, that is set against us to take us into a wrong direction, to put different thoughts into our head. So all throughout the day, our emotions are confused and mixed up because we're just thinking about what we heard, of what our eye gates saw. None of those things, though, will keep you on that right pathway of Christ. So what we do, again, is just like two rusty gears, and it's the flesh and the spirit, and they're connected, and they're just kind of grinding against each other. Sometimes the flesh wins, sometimes the spirit overrules. When we choose to pour the anointing of God's love, his powerful word, in our spirit, the flesh has to bow down. We have to die to our flesh daily. And that grinding you don't hear anymore. That's that confusion in your mind. Should I do this? No, I'm going to do this. Okay, I said I wanted this. No, I want this. It's that confusion in your mind. It's that grinding noise. It's the battle between your flesh and your spirit. It's the thing that makes you say one thing, but your word doesn't mean anything. Because you say, oh, if I don't do it, I just don't do it. You said, oh, if I don't do it, it's no big deal. You said, oh, if I don't do it, nobody even think nothing about it. They'll just know that, oh, that's me. They'll know that I had an excuse, though. I had good intentions. I was going to do it. I wanted to do it, but this, but that. It's that indecisiveness that goes on in your mind, and it has you just rambling things here and there until the point that nobody even respects your word. And if your word cannot be respected, you cannot be trusted. You said, I'm a good person. It works that we all have good intentions. But the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. Good intention doesn't land you where you need to be. You got to work in this journey. You got to work on this journey. And your word means something. You got to practice to make sure that your word is what you say you're going to do. It's what you're doing. Because, again, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. But it doesn't mean anything if your good intentions don't work out to do anything. You got to do more than that. You got to be holy, and you got to live an upright life. So we come before the Lord each and every day because we do have to die to our sins daily, daily. Again, Proverbs 14:12, and we're going to get to our scripture, but I just wanted me to mention it to you. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right to a man. The things that you may be doing right now, it seems right to you. It seems okay to you. You say, somebody's worse than me. Somebody else is. I'm just abusing my child. Somebody else is sexually abusing them. Maybe I'm physically abusing them. Maybe I'm mentally abusing them. Maybe I'm just not going to church. But you know what? Somebody else don't even believe in the Lord. I'm not doing this, but it's always a but there. I was going to do it, but this happened. Oh, yeah, I was going to do that. Anybody promise you something? You depend on them, and then you have to come back and ask them what happened. They don't even mention it to you. They don't even have the decency to come and say, hey, I know I was going to do this, but because they know it's a lie. They know that that little conjunction doesn't solve anything. They know that that doesn't change anything. But we're just so easily to say we're going to do something and not do it.
because the flesh is overpowering your spirit. So I invite you to choose to pour some anointing into your life today, to pour something in there to ease up that grind and confusion noise, to open up a pathway in your life that's going to lead your flesh to bow down and to die daily, and so your spirit can rise up. There is a way which seems right to a man, and it appears straight before him. It looks like everything is going good. Your portfolio looks good. You have the right job. You speak the right language. You talk to the right people. You drive the right type of car. You live in the correct neighborhood. It appears straight before him. But at the end of that, the end of that way is death. The end of that way is death. Proverbs 14 and 12. Let's get to our scripture, shall we? Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2, verse 1 through 3. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. The Lord answers. Isn't that a beautiful thing? We pray and we cry out and we shout and we moan, but when the Lord answers, that's when we get deliverance. That's when we get turned around into the right pathway. That's when we can shout for the Lord, when the Lord answers. Then the Lord replies, write down the revelation. Make it plain on tablet, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Wait for it. Write down the revelation. Write down your vision. The Lord speaks to you. He gives you a vision. Write down that vision. Get your journal. Start writing down the things that the Lord speaks to you. You see these things. And you know, so many times we give ourselves credit that, oh, we're going to remember it, and we'll remember detail by detail, and before you know it, it started out being that the cat was going to run across the street, and then by next week, it seems that, you know, yeah, it was that yellow cat, and he ran across the street, and then by next year, that is, you know, it was a dog who jumped in the street, and before you know it, that thing can be so turned around because there's so many things that come our way every day. We forget the way we felt at that moment. We forget the emotions that went with it that moment. That's why I invite you to write it down. Start journaling, a biblical journal. Write down the vision. Make it plain on tablet. Make it clear how you felt at that moment when you heard from the Lord. Make it clear what emotions was going on. What was going on? Clarify it. So that a herald may run with it, or so that whoever reads it can run with it, can jump with it, can rejoice with it. Can I tell you that each and every one of us, each and every one of us, we have so many bestseller books inside of us. You know, we always run to read someone else's number one New York seller best author, and we run to hear all of this and all of that from somebody else. But can we journal our stuff, some of the things that God has brought us through? As we journal ourselves, our own lives, some of the prayers that God has answered for us, how we were feeling so despair. We were in despair. We were broken. We were useless to anything, anyone for some time. How we was actually feeling on this date around this time. Can you journal that and look back on it and see now how God brought it through, how he made a way out of no way that you could see. You couldn't see how anything good would come out of this thing. God says, rejoice for it all. Rejoice in it all. While you're going through, rejoice. Because I know I serve a God that cannot fail, that can do anything, anything, anything but fail. That can do anything but fail. You know, sometimes if no one else will read your book, I'm not saying go out and write your life story and try to get it sold, but you should be able to read your own book. If no one else rejoices over your book, your bestseller, it should be a bestseller to you. When you look back at what you've wrote down, all the visions that you've wrote down on your tablet, you should be able to, it should fire your spirit up of what all that God has brought you through, of all the things that he's done for you, that you journaled about. Verse 3 says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. There is a time that is appointed for every season. There is a time that's appointed for you to walk, for you to stop, for you to go, for you to proceed, for you to preach, for you to teach. There is a time for the revelation, that vision that he showed you. It awaits an appointed time of the end and will not prove far. Your vision, what God is showing you, it will not be proven far. There is an end to that thing, that trouble that you're going through. There is an end date already appointed to that thing. I know it may feel like forever and ever and ever, but there is an end date for it. Whether on this side or the other side, there's an end date for it. And as we're journaling, you can look back and see, oh, my gosh, I forgot just how depressed I was. Sometimes you don't even realize you're depressed when you're going through it. You look back on your journal and you say, you know what, I was truly depressed. Look at that. That's depression. In despair. I was heartbroken. I missed that more than I thought I did. Look at the words on this paper, what I wrote. Look what came out of the abundance of my heart. I couldn't even see that with my own eyes at the time. And look what it comes down here, how God blessed me. How God turned this thing around. How God picked me up. Look how he was able to not even bring me out of that, but allow others to be blessed by it. Wow, I missed all of that. I was living that and still not seeing the abundance of all the miracles that he was doing in my life. I remember when I thought it would never end. It may be grief. It may be hunger. It may be strife. You may be caught up in a thing where you're just lying. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to everyone around you. It's quicker for you to tell a lie than to tell a truth. It may be that you're just giving out false words. You know you don't have an intention of doing these things, but you're saying something to tickle someone's ears. But keep on journaling. Keep on praying. And keep on listening to God. He's not going to allow you to stay in their bed of lies. He's not going to allow you to stay confused. Any fool can confuse things. But it takes a gracious God to give his word to you in such a simple way a child can understand it. We invite you to rate the show. So as we continue, it says in verse 3, though it linger, wait for it. Wait for it. You know the expression, wait for it. Even though that dream lingers, wait for it. Keep preparing yourself for it. Keep working and doing what you need. They told Noah, oh my gosh, this man is crazy. Look at him, he's still building his ark. He's still waiting for the rain. I remind you, sisters and brothers, it rained 40 nights and it rained 40 days. Wait for it. Your vision is going to rain and pour over you. It's going to saturate you. You just got to wait for it. Though it linger, wait for it. I know you don't think you're ever going to be able to get away from that abusive partner. The door is right around the corner. Just wait for it. Today may be your day. Today may be your day that he's, you found that way. You've heard from the Lord. Do this, do that, say this, speak to this person, do that. And when we hear the voice of the Lord, we can't run and tell sister and brother. We can't run to tell friend. You can't run to tell everyone. Everyone doesn't want to see you succeed. And with all of those naysayers who's been telling you, if it was me, here's what I would do. Yeah. They're the ones who want to keep you locked away in that misery. They're the ones who want to keep you down. They're the ones who's causing all the hell in your church. Everyone doesn't want to see you succeed. People have gotten used to hearing you complain. People have gotten used to seeing you in misery. They have gotten used to knowing that even they're higher than you. I'm a little bit better than Susie. I'm a little better than Susie. I do. At least I have this and they don't have that. So now when Susie gets up and Susie can stand on her own, when Susie don't have to call and beg for a ride to church now, or to get her kids back and forth to school, well, Susie now is doing a little bit better than you. People don't want to hear that. You think their conversation is going to be about, oh, God bless, Susie is doing it. Susie has it going on. No. Now their conversation will be, you know, I remember when she didn't have this. Now she's rolling around in this car thinking she's this. I remember when I had to do this. I had to take her kids. I had to feed her. I had to. So when God speaks that vision into your life, as he starts to bless you with those things that you've been praying about, keep on committing yourself to the Lord. Keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on resting in the Lord. Don't run out to anybody else. Just wait for it. It's certainly going to come, and it will not delay. Don't you stand in the way of your blessing. Because God says it's coming. He said he's not going to delay your blessing. So don't just stand in the way and get caught up on what somebody else is saying you should do. Or what they're talking about, oh, she thinks that I'm better than her. She thinks she's better than me. Forget about all that noise. It's just noise that is sent out by the adversaries to distract you from your blessing. So as your blessing is coming, heading your way, it wants you to be so distracted that you can blow up, getting so distracted that you're blocking your own blessing, that your blessing is there knocking on your heart, begging to come and be a part of you. But your blessing is not being received because you're so blowed up. You're so caught up in all the other things in life, all the different things that is you thought should have went this way. You thought it should have happened this way. Let God bless you the way that he knows best, in a way that he knows that's going to not hinder you, but to carry you closer to your blessings, carry you closer to him. Amen? See, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown. I know it looks like that they're going on about their business and doing this and doing that. But remember, the house of the wicked shall be. No, maybe, and it maybe today, maybe it will one day, maybe they get by with it, but it shall be overthrown. But the tent of the upright shall flourish. Somebody needs to write that on your heart today. In order to do that, just start writing it on a postie stick or put it on something that you can carry with you, that you can remember and repeat it. That's the oil, the anointing you're pouring into your spirit. You're choosing to bless your spirit every day. As you wake up, Start saying these different verses to yourself. Anoint yourself before you turn on your TV and get some outside news. Before you even go outside and get in your car, go ahead and choose to anoint your spirit today. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tent of the upright shall flourish. You know, it's really something. How can we start to pour this anointing into our spirit? And we start repeating these scriptures to ourselves daily. As we get out in the world, all of these scriptures start to mean something. As the Holy Spirit starts to speak to us, all of you say, oh, my God, that's the scripture I just read. That covers that, too. Oh, this covers this, too. That prepared me for this. This is not a shock to me because my Lord has already prepared me. He's already given me the word, his word on it. I can stand on the word. I'm not knocked off balance because I'm already standing on a true foundation. But when you have no word in you, and now you've got to come back and try to find a word to match up with your situation, your foundation has crumbled underneath you. And now you're frustrated and you're aggravated and everyone around you is aggravated and you're grinding, you're confused because your flesh and your spirit, oh, God, I want to do right, and then the flesh over here is telling you, go tell her off, and it starts to making that grinding noise. You're confused and nothing comes out right. You get a headache, your blood pressure is elevated. Now your glucose is all off balance and nothing is right. It's your foundation. It all started with your foundation. How did you start out this day? What did you do in this day? What did you choose to pour in your spirit this day? So ask yourself and be honest with yourself on those questions. Ask yourself, how did I start this day out today? Am I in the Lord or was I in the flesh? Did I wake up thinking about some horrible things from yesterday? Did I wake up with some emotions from yesterday that was negative? Did I wake up with that on my mind already this morning? Did I allow that to start my day? The enemy can't give me breath to go through my day. Why aren't I giving him all of this time of my day? Why don't I throw that emotion aside? So, God, you take this too. This is not of you, and I want no parts of it. I want no parts of it. Hallelujah. You know, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 reminds us that if my people, which are called by my name, that's us, we're his people, we're called by his name. He said if we would just humble ourselves, if we would just humble ourselves and pray, if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek his face. Humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. He said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. You say, wicked ways? What wicked ways? I'm a good person. Doesn't it always lead back to that? But I'm a good person. Yeah, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. But I was trying to do right, but maybe that's not the right course that God had for you. Remember what we read? There is a way, Proverbs 14 and 12, which seems right to a man and appears straight before him. It appears that it's right. I'm trying to do right. I think I'm doing right. It's your own understanding, not the understanding of God's word, but your own understanding. So it appears to be before you. But the end of it, the end of that way that you're on, it leads to death. And before you actually get to death, you got corruption. It leads to all kind of falsehood. It leads to all kind of depression. It leads to all kind of strife. You're confused. Everybody about you looks at you wrong. They talk to you wrong. They take you wrong. They speak to you wrong. There is a way. There is a way that seems right to a man. and appear straight before him. But the end of it is the way of death. What are you choosing to pour into your spirit? What are you asking God for? What direction are you seeking from the Lord today? Because he will answer. The Lord answers. The Lord answers Habakkuk. The Lord answers. So what is it that you're wanting an answer today? Have you listened and waited on the Lord? Let's do it again. Habakkuk 2 and 3. Write down the vision, a revelation, and make it plain on tablets. Write it down. Start your journal so that a herald may run with it, so that anyone who reads it will get a fire lit under them. Anyone who reads it will praise the Lord. Anyone who reads it will see where you are and where you're at. Anyone who reads it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. Your vision awaits an appointed time. And your vision speaks of its end. And it will not prove false. So though it lingers, your vision we're talking about, your revelation we're speaking about, though it lingers, wait for it. Don't get ahead of it. Don't try to do it yourself. Wait for it. It did rain 40 days. It did rain 40 nights. Wait for it. Keep working on your vision. Keep working towards your vision. And it will certainly come and will not delay. It will certainly come and will not delay. Your healing, it will certainly come and will not delay. Your understanding of that situation, it will certainly come and will not delay. All those things that you say that you want and God has showed you, it will certainly come. That acceptance, it will not delay. If you have not made the Lord your personal Savior, maybe you just needed to come back. You just went so far down that wrong way thinking it was the right way, and now you're ready to turn around and get on the right path of righteousness. I invite you to just repeat after me. Father God, I love you. I come to you today in faith, asking you to forgive me my sins. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you died on the cross for me. You shed your innocent blood for me. You took my place in all the punishment that I deserved. I believe you died and were buried, and on the third day you rose from the dead. Death could not hold you. You have conquered Satan and taken the keys of hell and death away from him. So I believe you did all of this for me because you love me. I want to be a Christian. I want to serve you all the days of my life. I want to learn how to live the new life that you have promised me. I receive you now, Jesus, and I give myself to you. So take me just the way that I am and make me what you want me to be. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me everything I need to know. Now I believe I am saved and I've been born again, and I will go to heaven when I die. Father God, I'm going to enjoy my journey and live for your glory. If you just repeated that prayer, God bless you. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I'd be more than happy to send out any biblical literature to you to help you on your way, to pray with you, or just talk with you. This is your host, Minister Von Dumas from San Antonio, Texas. And until the next time, you listen because God is willing and waiting to.